Hi, and welcome to the View Church Table View Podcast. We trust that the message today will inspire you to be a changed life, changing lives.
God is good. If you're an Arsenal supporter, I hope you've been shouting that for the last couple of days. Does no one know why? Arsene Wenger is no more. Come on, there's revival in that club. Amen. Amen. I've got some hands at the back over there. Anyway, we won 4-1 today with Arsene. That's okay. Is everyone good? Guys are quite quiet tonight. I don't really like that. Are you guys good? Come on, it's a good week. Arsene Wenger's gone. There's a lot to be grateful for. Maybe just me. Anyway, okay. No, whoa. Careful now. None of those boos. Yeah, it's good. A bit more noise. It's good. For those of you who don't know, my name is Matt. I get the privilege and honor of leading View City, which is our senior youth that happens every Friday. And it's an absolute privilege. And we have so much fun. And there's really no age limit. So if you want to come and party, you can be 80 years old. Come and join us. We'll find a place for you to serve. Don't worry. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't. Anyway. So, no, of course, everyone must come. We want to serve the next generation. But anyway, I don't have a lot of time because we've got a really, really rad service planned. But a couple of weeks ago, we at View City and View Church Table View, I've got minus 6 minutes. Okay, I'm getting distracted. I'm getting more. We took over 100 young people and young adults to Stand Camp 2018. If you went to Stand Camp, make some noise. Yeah, we had fun. And we saw over 650 young people from all different churches in the AAG come together. And we worshiped God. We ate some good food. We played games. We had fun. We built community. We made friends. We had a really, really good time. And if you've been to Stand Camp before, you know that the last night of Stand Camp is pretty much the night that everyone looks forward to the most. We call it Encounter Night. And what really happens is someone speaks for about 10 minutes. And they share some vision for Encounter Night and what Jesus can do and how good Jesus is. And what we do is we pretty much worship for about 3 hours. And someone will stand on stage and they will start declaring what we believe Jesus is going to break. Strongholds, addictions, depression, anxiety. We believe that a person who's never experienced Jesus before is going to have an encounter with Jesus. We understood as a team that Encounter Night was extremely important for momentum to be brought back into the youth in the different areas. We understood that we would be doing every young person an injustice if we didn't create an environment for them to encounter Jesus. Encounter Night was really, really, really important. It was a night we prayed into the most. Don't get me wrong, young people still encounter Jesus on the other nights. But that night was the big night. That was the win, that was the home run, that was the Super Bowl for Stand Camp. We wanted to make sure that we saw that as the best night on camp because we believed that every young person was going to have an encounter with Jesus in some shape or form. It could have been meeting Jesus for the first time, like I said, or it could have been healing, or it could have been breakthrough in addiction or strongholds, like I said. We loved that night. We saw people encounter Jesus. I saw a young person being prayed for. His arm was in a sling the whole camp. It was broken. And all of a sudden they took the sling off and he started swinging his arm around. It was healed. He encountered Jesus. We saw Jesus move on that night. I want to let you know, an encounter with Jesus is extremely important. An encounter with Jesus is extremely important. I can't save you, but Jesus can. Jesus will save you with an encounter. I can't heal you. Jesus can in that encounter. I can't break your strongholds, but Jesus can in an encounter. You got to understand, the encounter with Jesus is extremely important. We can't overlook it. That's why I love our encounter nights. I'm speaking for too long on this point. But I'm so excited about the encounter with Jesus. So why do we encounter Jesus? Why is it so important that when we come into a church, it's so important for the team to create an atmosphere and an environment where every person can find it easier to turn to Jesus and have an encounter with him? Why? Genesis 3 verse 6 to 7. The woman saw that the tree's fruit was good to eat and pleasing to look at. She also saw that it would make a person wise. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. They both knew things that they had never known before. They realized they were naked, so they sewed together fig leaves and made clothes for themselves. That is Adam and Eve, and in that moment, they disobeyed God. Now, before that, Adam and Eve pretty much had a 24-hour, 7 days a week encounter with God. God would walk with them. God would speak with them. They were constantly encountering Jesus. I mean, God. And in that moment, in one act of disobedience, we saw sin enter into the world. Sin entered into the world, and what that did is it separated man from God. It separated us. And what happened is we saw a spiritual veil cover the eyes of man. Sin stopped us from seeing God, and it made us look at ourselves. It made us live a fleshly life. This veil stopped us from seeing who God was. That is the reason why an encounter with Jesus is so important. Forgive me if I pronounce this word incorrectly. It's a Greek word, and it's called apokalypto. Apokalypto. That is the Greek word for revelation. And its direct translation is an encounter with the Holy Spirit, who literally lifts up the veil that is covering our eyes so we can have a revelation of who Jesus is. So we can see Jesus again for who he is. That he's our Savior, that he's our Lord, that he's all powerful, that he's all knowing, that he is everywhere, and that he is in control of every single one of our situations. We have to have an encounter with Jesus because of apokalypto. We got to have the veil that's covering our eyes lifted by the Holy Spirit so we can have a true encounter with our Savior. So when we see Jesus for the first time, when we encounter Jesus, we can make a decision to go, I believe in the Son of God and the sacrifice he gave for me, and I want to start a relationship with him. And when we make a decision after encountering Jesus and having the veil lifted off our eyes and starting a relationship with him, this is what happens. Romans 5 verse 18. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and the life for all people. When we encounter Jesus, when we make a decision to accept him as our Savior, we are justified. And what does it mean to be justified? It's when God declares us righteous. It's when God declares us worthy. It's when God says, you can spend eternity with me in heaven one day because of the decision you made. We are justified when we have an encounter with Jesus. We are justified when we make a decision to start a relationship with him. Every sin we've committed is forgiven because it's washed clean by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. In that moment, it's instantaneous. We are justified. It's like we're in a courtroom and God says, every sin you've committed against me is forgiven because of the sacrifice Jesus made for you. You are justified. You are justified. That's what happens when people encounter Jesus. That's why an encounter with Jesus is so important. We can never look over the encounter. It's because the encounter is what's going to let them see Jesus for the first time. We're going to watch a video quickly, and then I'm going to invite two people up, and they're going to share some encounters that they experienced on camp. We're going to speak about some people who experienced Jesus for the first time, but we're also going to speak about someone who encountered Jesus after being in a relationship with him and how they have come out of camp free and stronger for Jesus than they've ever been before. So let's pay attention to the screens. Well, that was a quick feedback video from StanCamp. Can we make some noise for Safi and Wandisa? Can you guys come on stage? Safi and Wandisa, come on stage. Come on. Safi, can you go first? 2 minutes of what God did in your life and StanCamp when you encountered Jesus. Come on.
Hello. God is good, eh? God is really good. God filled a really big hole in my heart in StanCamp. And for some of you that might know, my family is one of my biggest strengths. They're my rock. I love them so much. And part of that is my mom and dad. Amazing people. There's my mom in the back. Yay, hey, mommy! And 3 years ago, my father passed away when I was 12. And I've had that hole in my heart for a very long time. It's sat there for a very long time because my dad was my best friend and my mom is my best friend. And losing one of them was tragic for a 12-year-old. I lost my best friend. He taught me how to make things. Technology is now one of my strongest skills, yes. And I lost that part of my life. That hole has been in me for 3 years, and I have not noticed it. And I was praying before StanCamp and during StanCamp that on encounter night, God would give me a word for someone. I've always prayed for that, and last year I did. Last year I walked around praying for people that fell, but this year I fell. I found myself on the floor. I was crying. I was praying for me this time, because God, the word that he gave me was for me. He said, I'm there for you. My favorite verse in the Bible is James 4 verse 8, draw near to the Lord and he'll draw near to you. I drawed near to him, and on that night he came to me and he said, I am your father. I will fill that hole for you. And I've been set free since then. Now I'm happy, more happy than I've ever been. Because God has filled that one thing for me. Yay! Thank you.
Come on, can we make some noise for Safi? Woo! Wandisa, you got a couple of stories to share with us.
Hello, guys. So I want to first say, when you come across the cross, everything that is lost is redeemed, is restored. So what happened is that in Finishing Strong, we have youth from Danone, which faces circumstances that we cannot deal with. So what we did, we prayed for the church to sponsor us with some, even few, 10 would be good. But amazingly, we were sponsored with 40. Yeah. Yeah. So amongst these 40, three boys never went to church. When we said we're going to camp, and we said church camp, they were like, church? So, but we prayed about it, that we shall not give them any advices to come or take them, pull them away, like, come on. But they did come. During the encounter, I'm speaking the truth, the three were praying and they were worshiping. When I went to one of them to pray for them, I prayed so hard that he started to say, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. And he started to pray. And I was literally in tears because he's my friend. And he was the only person who didn't want to come. Say, I doubt I want to come. So I moved away because God was already moving inside of him. So I believe that in each and every obstacle, God can make a miracle out of that. And right now, we have 18 kids from Danone who are coming to View City. And six are here, and seven are serving. I believe they have met a cave to serve. That cave, they will start to serve and love God. And we are no longer leading them. They want to lead right now.
Come on, can we give God a shout of praise for the encounter? That is what he does. He restores, he transforms everyone's hearts. I want to encourage you. You don't just get one encounter with Jesus. The first encounter is the most important because you get to see him for the first time. But sometimes holes are filled. Like I said, sometimes you can go into it strong, but it's broken. Never overlook the encounter that Jesus offers you. Never overlook it. Let him minister to your heart. Whatever you're going through, he has overcome it. He is victorious over it. When we are justified, something happens. We become free. We become free. We are no longer slaves to sin. That's why we're speaking about being forever free. And tonight I want to teach you four things that are going to help you sustain and maintain the freedom after you encounter Jesus. So the minute we justified, we become free. It says in Ephesians 1 verse 7 to 8, we have been set free because of what Christ has done. Through his blood, our sins have been forgiven. We have been set free because God's grace is so rich. He poured his grace on us by giving us great wisdom and understanding. Galatians 5 verse 1. Christ has set us free. He wants us to enjoy freedom. So stand firm and don't let the chains of slavery hold you again. When you encounter Jesus, you are free. You walk out of the building free. Nothing is going to hold you because Christ is for you. But the day that we are justified, the day that we walk into freedom because of the sacrifice of Jesus, that doesn't mean that we've made it in Christianity. It doesn't mean that we become a pedestal Christian, that everyone's going to go, wow, look at that person. Look how holy and righteous they are. Freedom means you enter into a process. Freedom means you're going to start a journey with Jesus. It's a journey until the last day that you're alive on earth. You never just become this perfect person, but you can certainly start a journey with Jesus. And that journey is called sanctification. Sanctification. What is sanctification? It is the process of living with the Holy Spirit every single day, who's going to make you become more and more holy. He's going to help you become more and more Christ-like. We will never become perfect like Christ, but when we live and abide in the Holy Spirit, He's faithful to help us. He's faithful to guide us. He's faithful to lead us to become more and more like Jesus. That is the process of sanctification. You got to understand, when you are in a relationship with Jesus, you are in the process of sanctification. Again, the sanctification never ends when you reach 50, or never ends when you've reached reading the whole Bible 100 times, or if you've read every single leadership book. It is forever when you're on earth. You can never get away from being led by the Holy Spirit, who's faithful to sanctify you. Hebrews 10 verse 10. By which we will be sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once and for all. Are we going to go into the 4 points? And are we going to go into some encounter, into some worship? But I'm going to believe that someone's heart is going to be touched by Jesus tonight, and that the veil is going to be lifted off your eyes, and you're going to see Jesus for the first time for who He really is. Think about it like a prisoner. When a prisoner has been set free, when his sentence is over, when he walks out the door or the cell, there's either two ways that he's going to go. Either he's going to go back to the life of crime, and most likely end back in prison, or he's going to start a process. A lot of governments have rehabilitation programs for prisoners where if they follow steps and they are mentored, and they've got people walking with them, and they implement some steps that they've given them, they're going to make concerted efforts to make sure that they move forward in their freedom. That's the same as sanctification, and the steps, if you apply them, I pray and I believe that you are going to become stronger and stronger in your relationship with Jesus and become more Christ-like through sanctification. How do we sustain our freedom? 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. And the title of this is Stand Firm. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. Now I'm going to read two scriptures and we're going to quickly unpack those. Galatians 5 verse 13 to 18. The title of this one is Life by the Spirit. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. You were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not able to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The first point I want to encourage you with is you got to make sure that when you experience Jesus, when you encounter Jesus, that you don't just sit on the same seat every Sunday, but that you start serving His people. You make a decision to serve His people. Again, we're going to read Galatians 5:13 again. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Remember, the title of that is Life by the Spirit. I want to let you know that you can't get away from not serving. You got to make sure you serve. It is the greatest decision I ever made as a young man. When I was 13, I was 12 years old, I started serving at kids' church. It was the best decision I ever did because I was plugged into the church. I was committed. I became a son of the house, but I was surrounded by people who were going to help me walk my journey with Jesus. When I went to high school, you've heard me say this before, I went to a school in the southern suburbs. I promise you, if I was not serving at church, I would not be standing on the stage today. I would have made friends with the wrong people. I would have been influenced to do the wrong things. But because I was serving, because I was plugged into team, because I was serving every Sunday and every Friday, I was surrounded by leaders. I was surrounded by friends. I was surrounded by people who I was serving, who were helping me make sure that I grew stronger and stronger in my relationship with Jesus. They taught me ways to become more like Christ. I want to let you know, son, I'm not perfect. If you're close to me, you know I'm not perfect. And I'm so grateful for my friends that when I do something wrong, they're going to correct me and say, hey, it's probably not a good idea to do that. Let's not do it again. That's going to help me become more and more like Jesus, because if Jesus wouldn't do it, I shouldn't do it either. You've got to make sure you're serving, because you're going to surround yourself with the right people. On the back end of that, serve, but get involved in a community as well. You can never get wrong or go wrong by getting involved in a community. If I didn't have my community around me, again, I would not be standing on the stage today. We've got view groups. If you're not involved in a view group and you feel lonely, the best thing for you is to sign up for a view group. There's going to be a family of people who are going to support you. There's going to be a family of people who are going to walk the journey with you. But if you're not getting into a view group, I promise you, it's going to be hard to stay on the journey. It's going to be hard to stay on the journey. The third point is you got to walk with the Spirit. You got to walk with the Spirit. Again, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. We're going to read the back end. To be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Like we said, the Holy Spirit, when you are in an intimate relationship with Him, it's going to help you become more and more holy. He's going to help you become more and more Christ-like every single day because you are spending time with Him. I always thought the Holy Spirit wasn't it. I always referred to it is here. But I want to let you know the Holy Spirit is a person. He desires to be in a relationship with you. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. If you don't talk to the Holy Spirit, your relationship with Him is going to be weak. But if you are in constant relationship with the Holy Spirit, if you're praying to Him, if you're seeking Him, if you're making sure that you're setting your eyes on Him, He's going to help you on the journey in your freedom to make sure that you get stronger and stronger every single day. I like to see it like this. AJ and Shay, they're from Ireland. They came to visit us. Thank you for coming to visit us. They're here tonight. I spoke to AJ yesterday. He was meant to come to youth on Friday, but he bailed. God bless you. The last time AJ was at youth, though, we did dye him in green watercoloring, and then he got a fresh tattoo, so he was worried that it was going to come out green. But anyway, that was a long time ago. We're running out of time. Okay. AJ, his excuse for not coming was, oh, bro, sorry, on our way to the Bri, my phone died, and then the GPS obviously switched off, so we couldn't get to the house we were looking for, so we had to drive around for a couple of hours, and we got there late, so we couldn't come through. You see, when they lost connection with the GPS, they had no idea where the end destination was going to be. Nothing was there to lead them, to get them to the Bri. If you aren't connected to the Holy Spirit, you're going to lose your leadership. You're going to lose your guidance to the end goal. If you aren't connecting to the Holy Spirit, who's going to lead you? He is our leader. He's our moral compass on earth. But if you aren't connecting with Him, how are we going to move forward in a way that's constructive and building us up? We've got to stay connected. The minute they lost the GPS, they couldn't get to the end destination. But when they did, they were 2 hours late. Sometimes you're either not going to get your destination or you're going to get there way later than what God intended. You've got to make sure that you're connected to the Holy Spirit. There's another way that I like to look at it. I was going to go have ice cream with someone. Her name's Kerry and we are dating and she's really cool. Yeah. Just people are standing up at the back. That's weird. I think it was the second time we hung out, and I was having phone problems. My phone was just doing some random things. It was an old phone, and I had left Rondebosch, and I put it in the GPS, but I put the name of the restaurant, which I forgot. And halfway there, my phone disconnected, which means my GPS disconnected. And I had no idea what to do because if my phone switches off, it goes really hot. And if my phone's on 100%, I literally have to wait for the whole battery to drain before I can use it again. So what ended up happening was because I lost connection to the GPS and actually didn't know where to go. So if I had gone to town, I would have been running around like a headless chicken because I didn't know what the place was called. So what I ended up doing was I stopped the car and I turned around and I went back home. And I had to wait for the phone to die and to charge it again. Sometimes when we lose our connection with the Holy Spirit, and some of you might be in this season now, you were in a relationship with Him, you were letting Him lead you, you were becoming more Christ-like every single day, but something happened, something switched off, and you lost that connection. So instead of going forward, what you did was you turned around and you start going back to the place you started. The very thing that was holding you captive, you go back to. The very thing that you were set free from because you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, you go back to it because you're honoring the Holy Spirit guide you. You can't get away from the Holy Spirit guiding us. He's going to help us. He's going to sustain you. He's going to make sure that you finish the journey strong. He's going to make sure that you become Christ-like every single day, but we have to stay connected to Him. When you wake up in the morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Remember, he's a person. Pretty sure he wakes up when you wake up. Greet him. How's it going? Have conversation with him. Connect with him. Don't lose connection with him. The next and fourth thing that you got to do is you got to read the word. Again, the back end of 2 Thessalonians 13. I'll read it again. To be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, through belief in the truth. The truth is the word of God. When you read the word of God, what it does is the Holy Spirit uses that to cleanse you. The Holy Spirit uses that again to make you more and more holy. If you aren't reading the word of God, how can you know that when you're going into a situation that Jesus is good, that Jesus overcame the grave, that he's an all-powerful God, that he's an all-knowing God, and no matter what you're facing, he has overcome it. But if you don't read the word, you're not going to know that. How can you become stronger and stronger in your relationship with God and in your freedom if you aren't reading the very word that he was a part of, that he is? You've got to read the word. So what we're going to do now, and my prayer this week, is that we're going to have some people who are going to encounter God for the first time. I don't know where you are. You can either be disconnected from the Holy Spirit and you might be going on your own way and you're lost and you don't know where you're going. Or you could be in a relationship where you were once connected with him, but you've turned around and you're actually going backwards. What you're doing now is you're leading yourself. But when you lead yourself, you go backwards. You see, a broken relationship with the Holy Spirit is going to lead you back to your prison. But when we connect it to the Holy Spirit, he's going to take you to your ultimate journey. He's going to take you to your ultimate destination, which is eternity with the Father in heaven. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. Jesus wants to encounter you in a special way. Jesus wants to encounter you where your life is going to turn around in 180 degrees and you're going to start living a life for him. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to touch your heart. He wants to let the Holy Spirit lift off the veil so you can see him either for the first time or afresh. Jesus wants that. He wants that. So the worship team is going to lead us in a few worship songs. I'm going to come back up and speak. But I want to encourage you, when you stand at your feet, wherever you are, speak to the Holy Spirit. Speak to the Holy Spirit. He's with you. He's a person. He wants to hear your words. He wants to hear your prayers. He wants to be speaking to you. So can we stand to our feet? Can we open up our hearts tonight? If you want to start thanking Jesus for your family, start thanking him that you're here tonight. Start thanking him for what he's given you. There's always something that we can speak to Jesus about. There's always something that we can speak to the Holy Spirit about. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him.
Thank you for joining us for today's View Church podcast. If you would like to invest in our ministry, find our giving options online at viewchurch.co.za/giving.